Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Conrad Bowman of Transformation Ministries. And if you're tuning in, you are getting the video lesson or class 3, Sonship in the Gospel of Elijah Bootcamp School of the Holy Spirit. I want to welcome you all. You guys have been going through so many transitions, so many things, even spiritually. God has just even put me on a new assignment. And it's right now, it is so top secret. You might have to find out on the news. But just know that God is doing great and marvelous and wonderful things. And just keep your eyes on the Lord, because you never know what He's about to send you in. You never know what work God's going to call you to. You never know whose life you're going to affect. And I pray that these videos are starting to do something in your spirit. These are just your spiritual vitamins during the week, even through going through this school. And we have some really, really great news. Prayerfully, we're going to begin to start doing this, but we should begin to go up live on livestream.com. That's right. I'll be coming into your homes live, teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and the gospel of the kingdom, even until He comes. And we really, really, really are excited about that. So you'll be able to ask questions. You'll be able not just to download it, but you'll be able to watch. You'll be able to participate, even as I'm broadcasting to you live from the Prophet's house. So it's just an amazing thing that we're going to be able to do. And there's so much more coming, so many things coming. But I gotta kind of be quiet about it. But just because you may not hear from me, I know my presence on Facebook hasn't been as loud as it used to be. But it's because God is doing a mighty work in secret. And you guys know that there's a very powerful thing about God making you a secret. When you're a secret, the secret things of God, it's the secret things of God that become revealed. And despise small beginnings. Never despise small beginnings. You never know what God is going to do. You never know what turn God is going to make you take. But I want you to go with me. Today we're going to be talking about sonship in the kingdom of God, or sonship in the gospel. I know you got your first two lessons on building your faith in the supernatural power of God, and also even before then, learning how to really go about this thing the right way, to the point where God brings you to a point of bleakness, of nothingness. And when you come to a place of absolute nothingness, then you begin to rely and lean on God in a way in which you couldn't when everybody and everything was surrounding you and encompassed around you. So we're coming to the place now. This is your third lesson, and this is sonship in the kingdom of God. Let's pray very quickly. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this lesson. We thank you for what you're going to say. Holy Spirit, use me as you see fit. Have your way, Lord God. Do what you want to do. I yield completely to your leading and your guiding. Holy Spirit, speak a fresh thing. Have me to speak what has never been spoken, Father God, so that what manifests is not predicted, but God, it is eternally determined and predestined by your Spirit. We give you the glory, honor, and praise for it right now, and that the devil is already defeated. We give you glory, honor, and praise for it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I want you to go with me. I want your eyes to fall on Romans chapter 8. We're going to be coming from the scripture base of Romans chapter 8 and also 1 Samuel chapter 16. There's some key things I want you to see about sonship in the gospel. And God gave me the first part of this. This is the first part of this. The second part will be coming next week. But the first part is Creole versus charisma, or a Creole oil versus a charisma oil. And you spell Creole C-H-R-I-O. Now, Creole is really, I think a lot of times we hear, you know, I have charisma, and there's a charisma anointing on that person, and they're so charismatic. But charisma is someone that's, you know, has character, has something about them that's very likable, very appealing. But our anointing has to go beyond just a charisma oil, something that is just special about you that people like. It has to go beyond that. And it has to go to the point that it affects people outside of the ministry and in ministry, and that's a Creole oil. The Creole is a oil that was designed for people in ministry that would do the supernatural works of Jesus Christ, those greater works. But what we find now is that there's such a lack of true integrity in the kingdom of God amongst leadership that God is now causing the people in the pew to come forward. And he's calling the sheep from the sheepfold. God's not calling people from the pulpit. He's calling them from the pew. He's calling on the people that you never thought would do what they're about to do. But God is about to upset the kingdom of darkness and is about to put the kingdom of light on full display. We have been in the back. We've been in hiding. We've been in the background. The remnant has been crunched down, but the remnant is rising. I have news for you in the spirit. The remnant is rising, and Christ Jesus is alive and well. I don't know what you've been going through, but the God I serve, he never lost a case. So I want you to go with me to Romans chapter 8, and I want to pull your attention to Romans 8 and 14. Romans 8 and 14. I'll be reading from King James Version. It says this: "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children or sons of God, then heirs of God, and heirs, joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider," receive this, "that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God." Oh God. We always say it like this, but earth groans waiting upon the arrival of the manifestation of the sons of God. And the sons of God really are those that manifest God in the earth. That's really just it, plain and simple. It's not, oh, I'm following around my pastor. We're going to learn about all that and authority and so many different things, but so many different aspects to it that is beyond it being temporal and fleshly and churchy. It is, first of all, you got to become a son of God before you can become a son of somebody else. Ouch. You know, you want to follow somebody around, you want to carry their water, you want to carry their briefcase, you want to catch their mantle and their anointing and all their know-how and their wealth and all that stuff. But what comes first, you got to become a son of God. What in your life have you gotten to manifest lately? Whose life have you affected? Who have you spoken into that's life is changing day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, moment by moment? Who around you is becoming better because they're around you? Not staying the same. Everybody around me, I push them to the next level. My God. And if you don't have people around you like that, you need to change your company. Because when it's time to go to your next dimension in God, you won't know what time it is because you're around everybody else that's like you are. But if you want to go to another place, you got to go and get around people that are doing what you're doing, who are passionate about what you're passionate about. It's not about doing something that everybody else is doing. It's not about becoming comfortable with... Some of us have even become comfortable in our offices. We've become comfortable in our anointings. And God is saying, it's time to upgrade. It's time for me to upgrade you. It's time to go to another place. Praise God. So what we're going to do is, I want you to, what we're about to go over is the prerequisites out of 1 Samuel chapter 16 of the anointing. And we're going to go over that in the second video. We'll be right back after this.